The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is, believe it or not, she's on her way, well, here in the next hour, out to, you know, picking up poinsettias from Shasta College.
Excuse me, what is that?
You know, poinsettia, it's that Christmas plant. You know, red, look it up. You've got a computer there.
Okay.
It's a plant. It's what people do during Christmas, poinsettias.
Okay.
And you'll see them and you'll go, oh, I know what that is. And you'll say, in Ukraine, it's this. You. Anyway,
yes,
good morning.
You're completely right.
Good morning to Monday, the 16th of November. You know what? We got 9 shopping days until Christmas, I think. Wait a minute. Yep, 9 shopping days until Christmas. I always count Christmas Day as a possible shopping day. You know there's going to be an AM, PM open someplace that you can pick up something. 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina, as you've already heard, is there looking up. Did you find them?
Yes, I did. Now I know.
Now you know what they are. What are they called in the Ukraine? Poinsettias.
I forgot, to be honest.
Well, you can call them that from now on.
Okay, now I will know.
Okay, what national day do we have?
So, today's a super sweet Monday. Today's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
National Chocolate Covered Anything Today.
Yes.
So if we spray Buford with chocolate,
it will be his national day.
It'll be his national day. Okay, got it. Blech. What's the weather look like today? Showers are supposed to start after 4 p.m. today. Unfortunately, as you can tell as you walk outside, that started a lot earlier today. It's raining. Patchy fog between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. today. A high near 46 degrees. And tonight, showers with lows in around 46. So it's not going to get, it's going to be about 46 today at the high and the low for tonight. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. It's going to start clearing up. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we've got sunny. Partly sunny on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, and Friday, partly sunny. And Friday night, showers. And we're going to have showers Saturday, it looks like, and Sunday. And the highs are all going to be in the mid-50s, low-60s, and the lows around the mid-40s to the high-40s. All of this week. So, yeah, it's winter. It's winter time. And brought to you by, the weather report's always brought to you by, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years, into the third generation of Kenny's running the family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. They do care about their customers. They do take care of their customers very well. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, as people know, week before last, we went to Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. And from that, the year before, not this year, but the year before, everybody except me and Linda was okay for the most part. Most everybody got sick. I mean, went down hard with flu and all that kind of stuff. This year, nobody got sick. Except I got a head cold. Then I found out Saturday night we all got together again, the Reading Rodeo Association, for a view party of the final night of the national finals and the crowning all the gold buckle winners for the year and the all around. Then I found out that other people had head colds, but I was feeling better. You know, all week long I was coming here and sneezing all over you. Are you feel okay? You feel okay? That's, I'm talking to you. What are you doing? I'm talking to you.
Trying to see what's going on in the world.
No, okay. Do you feel okay? Do you have a cold or anything? I mean, you didn't catch anything. You didn't catch my cold.
No, of course not.
And Sue, I don't think Sue did either. Nope, Sue said she didn't either. Well, I thought I had it licked. And then yesterday it came back. And now, today, it feels like I have Shasta Dam in my sinuses.
Okay.
So I'm just sharing that with everybody. So, but from what I understand, other people are telling me this is going around everywhere. So I don't feel so bad. But every so often you will hear me start sniffing, and then I have to turn away and blow my nose.
Okay.
There. Am I sharing too much? No. Okay. But what was I going to talk about before that?
I have a question.
Okay.
About this. How was in the past, when you was young, any national or homemade medicine what people was using for cough and...
They had all types of stuff.
How Americans, was protecting themselves and their health?
Now?
No, in the past.
Oh, in the past.
When you was young, your mom was...
When I was young?
Yes, how your mom
that
was helping...
That long ago? No, they had... they would take... Vicks vapor rub, and they'd rub it on your chest, and that was supposed to make you feel better. You rub it on your chest, and you'd be breathing it, and it'd be clearing your sinuses and all that. And then they also had cough syrup, which is probably illegal today because it was pretty heavy stuff.
Oh, I know this.
I mean, blah. And then what else? Oh, and then you get mom would fix, believe it or not, mom would fix tea and put honey in it. Wait a minute, and lemon, honey, lemon, and tea, like that, and stir it up, and that was supposed to help your throat. I don't know if it did or not, but it sure made you feel better. And they used to have these humidifier type things that would blow out steam that you'd be breathing into.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah, I mean we did all that stuff. And then of course you took the bark from a certain kind of tree and made tea with it.
Okay, about this I haven't heard, but did something similar in Ukraine.
I'm
so
sure
it
does.
We did milk with butter and honey for your throat and for the temperature.
Well, that makes sense. Milk with butter and honey. Okay. But see, honey is the secret ingredient of all of that.
Of course.
Okay, what else? What else would you do?
And also, we have a big culture of collecting herbs, melisse and other plants, and making tea of them. And also, let me try to translate. It's a mustard packs. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, and they put on your chest. Yeah, mustard, yeah. See, I never got one of those, but they used to use those all the time.
I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, and back in the early 1900s, they'd give you cocaine and opium.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, that was, was not illegal for a long time. There was a lot of things you could buy that used to have tincture of opium in it. Yeah, back in the early 1900s, yeah.
You mean all those painkillers?
Yeah. I mean, they put it in everything. Solve it all. These elixirs that would solve women's problems and men's problems and make you feel good. So, hey.
Really nice.
This week, gosh, what do we got going this week? Today we've got Backcountry Horseman joining us. My 8 o'clock guest that last night at 9 o'clock opted out. Because of an injury that prevents her from driving her car. Okay. Don't want that to happen. So, 8 o'clock today, we'll throw this into Open Line, and it's Open Line Monday, and I think we'll probably give away a couple of tickets to the Garden of Lights and some, what else? Oh, Black Bear Diner Bucks. Probably give away some of those to get us started out there. But we're going to probably start off with Anne-Marie, who's just waiting till right now to call. So we'll be right back after these messages. Happy Monday. Yeah, it's going to start clearing up later on this week. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths, and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96. But no, I didn't really mean it. So am I bringing cookies? No, no, no. I didn't really. I'm just kidding about the cookies. Sue brought me cookies then. Oh, shucks. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:19 in the morning here, about 41 degrees right now. High today is going to be 46. It's raining out there. Be careful, my friends. Just be careful. I see cars, even though it's been raining so much, I see them sliding past our window on the world here. I find that interesting. And on the phone, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, is Anne Marie with our
community calendar.
I knew that. I knew that. I was just hesitating to bring, you know, everybody, you know, kind of like you hesitate a little bit and everybody listens a little bit closer. Community calendar with Anne Marie. Hey.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone.
Yes.
So as you know, Carl, last week I was able to check out the Redding Garden of Life at Turtle Bay. So thank you for that, by the way.
Hey, you know, tell us about it. Tell us what you thought.
Okay, well, first of all, this was my first time seeing the Garden of Life. First time.
Wow.
Earlier in the year, I was able to do the Lantern Festival there, which was awesome. And I got to see the Redding Garden of Life this year, so I'm so happy. I absolutely loved it. They have lights everywhere, on pathways, overhead. They have one section with chandeliers hanging down.
That's the Enchanted Garden. Enchanted Forest. Enchanted Forest part.
I absolutely love it. They have fun displays where the lights are synchronized to the music, and that was one of my favorites. They have pathways of Christmas trees that you can walk through that also light up to the music playing. There's a fun igloo you walk through, a train exhibit with a village scene, and several spots that you can just stop and capture the moment. There are also fire pits and benches to stop and just take everything in because there's a lot to take in. Now, this event will run through January 5th with a few exceptions, but the schedule and ticket information can be found on their website, readinggardenoflights.org, and Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. Now, also, they quick save the date as we go forward. There's going to be a couple of New Year's Eve events at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on December 31st. So mark your calendars. First up is a New Year's Eve party from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And this is a family-friendly event that will feature hat crafting and several different countdown celebrations with confetti. Later on in the evening, you can check out New Year's Eve at the Redding Garden of Light from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. There will be an almost midnight countdown to ring in the new year of 2025. Now, this is a fundraising event for Turtle Bay with proceeds to benefit the programs, exhibits, and animals. More information on these events can be found online at turtlebay.org. The Shasta Lake Animal Shelter is looking for donation items this Christmas season to help the animals in their care. They are in need of food donations, both cats and dogs, leashes, collars, pet beds, and similar type items. Donations can be dropped off at the Shasta Lake Animal Shelter located at 3025 Ashby Road, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Donations can also be dropped off at the Shasta Lake City Hall, located at 4477 Main Street, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. In addition, the shelter is doing a Charlie Brown Christmas tree and looking for the community to help fill it with ornaments during this season of giving. Now, more information can be found on their Facebook page, City of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter, and you can also call them at 530-275-7480. Help bring a little Christmas cheer to an animal in need. There are a lot of holiday productions happening this week around town, so here are a few I found. Look for the World Ballet Company as they present the Nutcracker. On Thursday, December 19th at the Cascade Theater located at 1731 Market Street in Redding. Showtime is 7 p.m. Also at the Cascade Theater, look for Thomasine Foley's A Celtic Christmas on Saturday, December 21st. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. More information on both of these productions can be found online at cascadetheater.org. This week, look for the Reading Performing Arts Center to present Elf, the musical, located at 3274 Vitelli Lane in Reading. Now, there are several show times, including Thursday, December 19th at 7 p.m., Friday, December 20th at 7 p.m., and Saturday, December 21st at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. More information can be found online at readingpac.com, including ticket information. The Oasis Fun Center is doing their annual Golf Course of Life now through January 15th. The golf course area is all lit up, including the golf balls. They also have fire pit stations that you can sit around, go-karts, and a lot more.
Wait, where's this at?
We did this last year and had so much fun.
Yeah, but
this is the Oasis. The Oasis Fun Center is located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake.
Yeah, okay. You say they've got lighted golf balls for the putt-putt?
That is so much fun.
For the putt-putt, yes. They've got lighted golf balls.
They do. And it goes, like, through the holes, and it goes in the water areas sometimes.
I need those when I'm playing regular golf.
Yeah, you guys need to check this out. We enjoyed it. And
sounds
they
like
have
a good
fire
time.
Pits that you can sit around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, well, definitely more information can be found at oasisfuncenter.com. And again, folks, they're located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake.
Yeah, you're heading south toward Shasta Lake. You'll see it on your left-hand side. I'm sorry, heading north toward Shasta Lake. You'll see it on your left-hand side.
Yeah, bring the family. There's lots to do. And just a heads up, everyone, the Shasta County Library branches will be closed on Christmas Eve, December 24th, and Christmas Day, December 25th. And I also wanted to remind folks about the free curbside chipping program in Shasta County. You do need to pre-register for this free service, and depending on where you live, there are certain dates you need to register by. For example, those in Anderson, Cottonwood, Igo areas, you have till January 1st, 2025, to register for this free program. Those in Redding, Old Shasta, French Gulch, and Whiskey Town have till February 1st to register, and the list goes on from there. Now, more information on this program can be found at ShastaFireSafe.org. And that is just a sample of holiday events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Merry Christmas, everyone, and I'll catch you in the new year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You're not going to be back until 2025, are you?
Until next year.
It's just like 2 weeks away. So
well, maybe someone will miss me.
Well, we'll all miss you. Hey, thanks a lot, Anne Marie.
And, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding, California. You can reach them at 530-224-2345 for auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance that you may need. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. This
is Congressman Doug LaMalfa with an important message. If you have been a recent victim of wildfire, please pay close attention because this may affect you. I'm pleased to announce that Congress recently passed a legislative package that included my bill, the Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act. This law exempts wildfire relief payments and settlements from federal income taxes. Taxpayers will be able to claim refunds for any taxes paid on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 by filing an amended return or claiming the change in the next tax year. My bill ensures that IRS doesn't take from the pockets of individuals in their time of need and that they have every available dollar to them to recover and rebuild. This law is returning hundreds of millions of dollars to NorCal families and small businesses. If my office can assist you in any way further, please visit my website at lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Welcome back. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. There you go. Not happy holidays, not here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Merry Christmas. Now, I hope you have happy holidays. I hope, you know, Hanukkah and New Year's and all that. So, anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a local bank, but it's won awards, national level awards, for being one of the best small banks in the nation. Yeah, right here in Reading. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We go there. We have, we thoroughly enjoy being customers of Cornerstone Community Bank. When you walk in, it's like the cheers of banks. It's kind of like, hey, Carl, but they do not offer me a beer. And I've asked them about that. You know, they, and during ice cream month, they have ice cream for people. I've been talking to them now for a year about putting a taco bar out there. So far, they have not listened to me, but they are a good bank. You're going to enjoy them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Hey, I'm here with the Backcountry Horseman of California, who I have this ongoing love affair with them.
Love hate?
No hate. No hate. Larry Shulman and Sam Burrows. I get that right?
You got it.
Got it. I should know because I lived with them for 4 days up in the Trinity. These are the guys that took Linda and I, and you all know the story, up into the Trinity on mules for 4 days. And Linda's present to me was that, but her second present to me was not to complain, not to say, no matter what happened, not say one word. And she was. She was good.
She was good sport.
She waited till we got home. And the part, though, that she tells the story, and she is still telling the story, is about pooping in a hole. But it was, I'm sorry, honey, but you're up there in the wilderness for 4 days. Come on. And, but Larry and Sam, tell us about Backcountry Horsemen of California.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization. Actually, we're part of a larger organization that's nationwide. We're in about 36 states now. Texas just came on board last year. We're dedicated. We're a nonprofit. There's nobody paid. All volunteers, and we dedicate ourselves to keeping our trails open and educating people on the principles of leave no trace and going out in the woods and how to do it properly and packing.
Yeah, not to leave any damage.
Leave it the way you found it or better.
Exactly. Or better.
Or better.
Because sometimes we pack out stuff that other people haven't been.
We've done a lot of that over the years.
Yeah, I've got a story that I read. I think it was from one of our guys here in the California one. He called it something about people leaving their they'll put it in a bag, their feces, mm-hmm. and just leave it kind of on the trail. And he called it a name, some kind of flower or something like that.
Well, we call it a Charmin flower.
A Charmin flower. That's yes. what it is, Charmin. Yes, yeah. And then how that's, hey, we just pick that stuff up too.
Yep.
And wondering why people who go up there and hike would leave that. They don't bury it even. It's just kind of like maybe they forgot it or what.
It is rather. I think a lot of them just don't know. They think it's just going to dissipate, and they don't realize it doesn't. It doesn't dissipate that fast. It especially if the normal standard toilet paper people use in their house, if they take that up there, it doesn't.
You got to get the biodegradable.
Yeah. It doesn't degrade.
Okay, let's not start off with our time here talking about poop. which is too late. I already have. Now, when you say keeping the trails clear, mm-hmm. what are we talking about here?
Well, it's logging, repairing them if there's damage. Main part is logging.
But when you're talking logging, you're not talking about dropping 100 foot long trees or anything like that. That's not what you're talking about.
No, it's the ones that have already fallen across the trail, blocking it. Yeah. And the reason for doing that is keeping those trails open. If you don't, people are going to go around it. The stocks are going to go around it. And pretty soon you have another trail. It creates more erosion, more damage. So if you don't keep the trails open, you end up with multiple trails where you should only need one.
Yeah, especially if you're taking animals, because you'll hit some spots. There's just no place to get around them, too.
Right. Correct.
Part of it's a safety issue. And I mean, this year is a prime example. We did a lot of logging this year. And two main things that we did, too, is that we had two particularly large root balls that were laying in the middle of the trail. Once we cut them loose from the tree, these root balls weighed over 3 tons.
3 tons?
3 tons each. And they were huge. I mean, you across the base of them, full of rocks and so on, because they're the root base of the tree, there were 7, 8, 10 feet across.
So the tree had collapsed.
Correct.
But the root ball had fallen onto the trail.
Right in the middle of the trail, in places where they couldn't get around them
over
safely.
Over a ton, almost 2 tons of debris.
Right, right.
In one solid mass.
One solid mass. We cut them free from the tree itself. But then it's a matter of moving them. One of them we moved up on the Pacific Crest Trail we packed in like 180 pounds of chains and straps and winches and so on, hand winches, and moved it out of the trail. And
hand winches. Now, if you're in, okay, so people will say, why don't you just bring yourself a generator? Because up in the wilderness areas, nothing, not even bikes.
It has to be done by hand.
Wheelbarrows. Not even wheelbarrows are allowed.
No wheels of any kind.
Correct.
Yeah. And so you all had to cut it up.
We had to cut it with crosscut saws. And then actually one of them we moved with rock bars
PVs. That includes power saws, my friends. Chainsaws, mm-hmm. you can't use those. Yep. You got to use crosscut saws.
Crosscut saws.
Gee, how did I miss that day?
Yeah, we're lucky. We've done a lot of that this summer, and the Forest Service has been right there with us, too. We had one project out of Granite Lake where there were 5 of the Forest Service crew doing brushing, and there were 7 of us with the Backcountry Horsemen who were working on logs, took out 32 trees between the trailhead and the lake itself, and none of them were under 2 feet in diameter.
Well, now, how far is that?
5 miles.
5.5 miles.
5.5 miles, yeah. 7 trees. That were blocking the trail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually 32 trees by the time we were done.
Oh, 32 trees.
Yeah, not a one of those were under 2 feet diameter. The biggest one was that big root ball, and it took all the Forest Service crew and those of us with Backcountry Horsemen
Took 11 of us to move it.
Leverage and tools and so on to move this thing.
Now, you got some pretty powerful mules. Did you ever think about maybe hooking the mules to it?
It's a dangerous situation because if that thing gets out of control or whatever, it's not a control situation like it would be if you were rigged. Mm-hmm. And it, so it's just nothing we wouldn't do to the animal to begin with.
No.
And it's on some actually on some very steep country generally, too.
Yeah, you don't want to do that because you don't want to end up.
It gets
up,
away from you. You
yeah. Now, you're, now your mules are hooked to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. That makes sense. It's much easier to risk our lives.
Yeah.
So, because we can turn loose and step back.
We actually talked about that in the process of them, because if you get hooked up to the thing and start rolling, you're going to go with it.
Well, I'm not, well, you don't hook up to it, do you? I mean, you're hooked up to the machine. I mean, you're hooked up to the come-alongs.
Right. Yeah, he was down below it. He on the one we did with the come-along, and he for an old man, he ran pretty fast.
Now, did you just kind of get it to the steep part and just turn it loose and then push it over?
Well, the one up on the Pacific Crest Trail, I had a hand winch attached to it with a 6-ton pole. I had 6-ton straps and chains and so on attached to a tree below the trail. And when I first started with it, it was all I could do with both arms to get one click at a time on the hand winch. And it reached a point of tipping over where it was easy to pull. I could get 3 clicks on a hand winch with one arm. And I already had cleared an escape route. And what I did there is I told everybody, here it goes, and they were all out of the way anyway, and I just grabbed the cable, pulled it, and left the area, and that thing wound up about 20 feet below the trail.
But it was still hooked to your come-along,
equipment, yeah. I wasn't sure how much that I was going to get back, but I did manage to get it all back.
Wow. Okay. So when you think about it, how many people use the Pacific Crest Trail, would you say?
Thousands. There were thousands that try to make the trip from Mexico all the way to Canada every year.
And that's called the thru-hike?
Thru-hike, yeah.
Correct.
Or ride, if they use their animals. But and if you haven't heard about this, just look it up on, just, you know, Google it, as we say, and just go the thru-hike, Pacific Coast Trail, and there are blogs that are on it. There are countless people putting comments about the trail, you know, the condition of the trail, the where water is, things like that. But they try to hike it from Mexico, where it begins, all the way up to Canada. And they're not talking about they're not talking about one.
Most people usually take about two or three years to do it.
Yeah. There have been some that have done the entire trail.
I think we had one person we talked to this year that said they were doing it 1 year.
Yeah. But a lot of people also do what they call sections, where they'll do a piece of it here and a piece of it there just because they want to be up on the Pacific Crest Trail, because it's some beautiful views to begin with.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful country.
Though. Right.
And then you've got snow. You've still got snow in certain places in June. And maybe even July.
Oh, yes. We've been up on the area out of McLeod up in July when there was still 6 feet of snow in the middle of the trail. And we had to come back 2 weeks later just to be able to get through to clear the logs and so on. And it's an ongoing issue because, first of all, the logs come down in the wintertime. They need to be cleared. Second of all, there's always a lot of brush. So there's continual maintenance on these trails. It's like anything else. If it's going to be taken care of, it takes a lot of work.
Now, how many backcountry horsemen in California organizations are there?
There's 23 now.
23
in the state.
I think one just came up. One just started.
One just started. I can't remember the name of it. It's new. We lost one too.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they broke up and we got another one. I think they just kind of spread
out.
And
so each one of these groups takes a section of the trail. Is that how it does, or not
even necessarily? Because we'll overlap and help each other. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. We're not stuck on any one particular area. We generally do pick the section of the Pacific Crest Trail that's in our general area, but we overlap with each other in helping and so on.
Now, just let me mention this to you, that both these gentlemen are in their 70s, and one of them's older than me. The other one isn't. But I'm going to take a break right now because I want to talk to you about what got you into this. Because this is selfless work, and as we go through, we're going to have them here for a while. We're going to talk about the amount of hours and or volunteer hours that has been put in just by this one unit. Right here, this is the Redding Shasta County unit that's doing this. And how many members are in the group?
We have, I think, about 120 right now.
Yeah, but I'm one of those 120. How many actually get out on the trails?
Probably about 15 or 20.
I apologize. This year.
Mm-hmm.
The horse is back ready to go again, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to isolate those days so that I don't end up doing something else so I can get up there, because there's a financial thing on this too that we're going to get into.
Right.
No, you don't get paid. You don't get paid. That's not what I'm talking about, but we'll get into that. But right now we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, I just saw the Best in the North State, and you know they had a they had one of these national companies as being one of the best, you know, being in the finalist in this, and I think it's only because Jeff doesn't really care about that. Jeff knows that he does the best work on windshields of anybody in Redding or the surrounding areas, and I believe that. He's been doing this for over 20 years. He brings the vehicles into a climate controlled area in the big garage. And he fixes your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. You've heard the story. He fixed a crack on my windshield 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. 8-inch crack, and you still can't see it. So don't fool around with your family's safety. Why don't you bring your vehicle in? If you're not sure, bring it in for a free inspection and analysis. Jeff is a man of integrity. He'll tell you, I can fix that, or if it's too much, he'll send you someplace he trusts there. So he's located at 3208 South Market Street. You can give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and RVs. He does them all at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business from a local guy. And we'll be right back with Backcountry Horsemen of California.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, I know a place where you can get some great Christmas presents for your loved ones. Yeah, that's right. Four Winds Jewelry voted again as best in the North State. Wow, that's 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. Been there over 30 years. In fact, are having their giant anniversary sale this month. Down at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices, and now you can take another 20% off. That's right, 20% off for that special present for your loved one at Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Locally owned, locally operated, good people down there, Rebecca Henry, and you'll get to meet Leonard, too. You go down there this month. And the guy that started Four Winds Jewelry, super people. I can't say enough about them. You're going to get your money's worth for sure at Four Winds Jewelry. And I'm here with Sam Burrows and Larry Schumann from the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity Unit. And I have them on once a year. And it's about that time we needed to do it because a lot of things are happening. But before we get to that, because I've got extra time now with you all today, is it's not just clearing the trails that you all do. You support the Forest Service, you have fishing game, and all these. Yeah. So you do the trout, the fish planting.
Yeah, that's with fishing game. We plant trout every year for the last few years in Caribou Wilderness. We used to do it in the Trinities, but they got studies going on now. We don't know if we'll get them back or not. We're hoping we will eventually, but right. But we've last few years we've been doing eight lakes in the Caribou Wilderness. We're hoping maybe to up a few lakes this year. I haven't talked to them yet. Usually about January is when I start talking to them about what lakes we want to do. We know we'll do some. We just don't know how many. We plan about anyplace from about 18 to 30,000 trout in those lakes.
Okay. So everybody gets up there like on a Friday night. Is that correct?
Thursday night. We usually do it on Friday because they don't like to work the weekends. They got to pay their people overtime. So they usually bring the trout on Friday.
So people go up there Thursday, bring their horses and mules, right. and you just camp out that night. And
at trailhead,
dinner at the trailhead. And then what happens when the fishing game?
They usually show up about 9 o'clock in the morning with the truck, their fingerlings. You carry the horses or the mules and pack anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 fingerlings per animal because they're small, and we put them in bags with water, put them in ice chests, put them on the animals, and lead them up.
Don't they put oxygen into the bags?
Yeah,
these are heavy. These are plastic, heavy plastic.
They're really
bags.
Heavy plastic bags, so they won't leak. And they squeeze all the normal air out, and then they fill it back up with pure oxygen. And the animals walking down the trail kind of mix the oxygen and the water up.
Yeah.
And keep them aerated, and they can go for up to 8 hours that way, no problem.
Wow. Now, and then when you get to a lake, what happens?
Well, you take the bags out, set the bag in the lake because the temperature is going to be different. You got to kind of acclimatize them, so we set the bag in the lake and then let the water temperatures kind of match out and slowly release them because everything's different. We don't want to shock them. That's hard on them.
The other thing about this, too, is that this is historically how those lakes were planted was by stock. And when they're planted from the air, it's expensive to do, first of all. We do this as a free service for the community, and we lose approximately 2% in the process. So if we're packing in 20,000 fish, we've lost just a handful of them. When they drop them in the air, they'll lose anywhere from 40% to 60% because it's quite a shock from doing it.
Yeah, because what they do is they put them in tanks inside the tanker planes, and then they fly as slow as they can, and they open it up, and all the fish fall into the lake. And, yeah, I can see where they could lose 60% of that.
Right, and it's expensive to do. I mean, we're doing this as a community service. We don't charge for what we do on this. It's not, that's what we are, is we are a community service organization. And what I found interesting was the first time I did this a number of years ago, I put more fish back in the lakes than I'd ever kept in my entire life in one trip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking thousands.
Right.
Now, and with a 2%, 1% to 2% loss, that means there's more fingerlings out there. There's, mm-hmm. you know, better chance for them to survive for people can use later on. Can you fish those lakes?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. There's good fishing in those lakes.
I imagine.
What's really nice about the caribous, and I'm probably giving away a secret here, is since it burnt, hardly anybody goes in there anymore. And those lakes are loaded with trout.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some of those lakes up there they're catching 2-2.5 pound trout out of.
Wow.
Yes.
And those are keepers, too.
Those are definitely keepers.
Well, that one lake, Fish and Wildlife went in and checked. They electroshocked it, and they caught one. They said they had one that was 5 pounds.
When they electroshock them, is that it for the fish?
It
can recover.
It can recover.
It just temporarily shocks them. They float, and they catch them up in the net. They weigh them, measure them, take some measurements, and check them biology-wise, and release the fish. And in a minute or two, they're floating right
they're
along.
They're looking to – they do that periodically every couple of years to make sure that we're not overstocking, maybe not stocking enough, there's enough food, so they can adjust how many we're taking in and stuff.
That and they have to look at the issue of the frogs, because the frogs, there was a competition issue with the frogs.
These are little
yellow spotted frog. Yeah. Anyway, it became an issue with the concern about the frogs surviving, and that was one of the things that limited some of the trout planting in the Trinity Alps, for instance.
Was that because when the frog releases its little, its eggs, that the fish would come in and eat them? Or?
Well, it was a matter of competition for feed. It was a matter of they were concerned. The original concern was that the fish were competing for the feed and so on for the frogs. But they found that there was actually a virus that had come into the lakes from medical studies. And once a virus starts, it's hard to stop. And that's part of what has eliminated a lot of the frogs. But by doing what we've done, we work with Fish and Wildlife Service and try to mitigate that issue and keep it as safe as possible.
Yeah, it's not like y'all are just arbitrarily grabbing several thousand fingerlings and taking them. It's all under Fish and Wildlife. Yeah, okay. And then, now, from what I understand, maybe this year I'll be there, some people just come out there to help, and they hike in. They don't have horses or mules or anything.
Yeah, some of the lakes in the caribous are pretty easy to hike to.
Uh-huh.
There's the furthest one out is only about 4 miles, and it's pretty flat country, so it's not too hard to hike.
Okay.
But the first lakes or so are only about a mile or so in that we're planning.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty easy to hike to these lakes, and we love having people go along with us. That's one of the projects we do. We invite everybody up, and we supply the dinner for them Friday night and breakfast for them, Thursday night and breakfast for them on Friday morning, and we have a good time.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of
fun. And these guys know what they're doing, mm-hmm. trust me. Linda and I went on a at the last dinner, we're going to talk about that after 8 o'clock, and the different events they have, went up there we came up there at night, Thursday night, and then we went up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Did we come back Sunday? Friday, Saturday,
I believe we did.
We came back Sunday. And it was, we had bought this, and it was a catered trip, and y'all were really serious about this. The only thing we had to bring was our clothes. I mean, you had sleeping bags, cots, sleeping pads, all the food, all the animals, 9 animals out there. We rode into this beautiful spot in the Trinities, and people keep asking me where we were at, and the only thing I remember is Coffee Creek. But there was another thing there, too, unless you don't want to talk about it.
No, we went up Union Creek.
Union Creek. What was the trailhead?
Union Creek trailhead. It's actually we're in the Dorleska mine area, and it's a beautiful area.
Oh, what's the name of that mine?
Dorleska,
because people ask me about that because we could describe it, but they said, "Well, what's the name of it?" And I went, I don't know.
Some of that burned, and yet it didn't. Some of it actually got wiped out pretty bad in the fires
mm-hmm.
back in 2008. 18,
I think.
Yeah. Anyway, and yet there are areas in there that did not burn bad at all, and where we happened to camp was an absolutely beautiful area. None of the fire had actually reached that particular meadow, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's hard to describe.
It is. It's a view of the mountains right there. Mm-hmm. Linda named it the Sleeping Indian Mountain because of the topography of it. It was just, and we had deer walking through the camp, had a nice stream coming through, plenty of grazing for the animals.
Just got them loose.
It was perfect. It was perfect. Yeah. What can I say? Oh, got to run for the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports storms across the U.S. have brought everything from heavy snow to dangerous ice, even a tornado to California.
A rare Central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112-mile-per-hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. A major ice storm hit parts of the Midwest, and in some parts of western New York, residents were cleaning up from up to 3.5 feet of snow. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Ohio are investigating after the bodies of three women were found inside a Columbus home. This neighbor told WSYX-WTTE she was friends with the victim.
I hope whoever's responsible for this either steps forward themselves and turn themselves in, or they get caught.
Violence breaks out at a makeshift club in Houston, Texas.
We have several people that were injured by gunshot wounds.
And that's Houston Police Department Assistant Chief Luis Menendez-Sierra, who spoke to KTRK. Jackie Quinn reports on holiday sales trends at small shops this Christmas season.
Owners of small retail shops say the top-selling gifts appear to be cozy items this year, like sweaters and fuzzy alpaca wool scarves. The National Retail Federation predicts holiday shopping this year will be up between 2.5% and 3.5% over last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up by 90 points, the Nasdaq up by 224. More from townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump and an expanding lobbying effort in some state houses.
Together, they could push states to become more crypto-friendly and provide more public pension funds as well as treasuries to buy cryptocurrency. Proponents of the uniquely volatile commodity argue that it's a valuable hedge against inflation, similar to gold. Critics say a crypto investment is highly speculative with so much unknown about projecting its future returns.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Fewer kids are riding the school bus these days. Several startup companies have begun working with school systems to provide rideshare services. A recent Federal Highway Administration survey said only about 28% of U.S. students take a school bus. That's down from 36% in the previous survey back in 2017. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Texas has filed litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. President Biden and Vice President Harris took time at a Democratic National Committee holiday reception Sunday to thank Democratic donors who raised record sums in the recent election.
Willing to lend your names, your reputation, your character to the effort.
The Democrat Party needs the key donors to stay committed as it tries to pick up the pieces after Republicans took the White House and Senate while maintaining control of the House, despite some $1 billion being spent on the Harris campaign. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of December, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Ukrainian? Or do you say that?
Христос рождається. It's kind of like a really religious thing. We say, like, Jesus is burning, you know. So, like, we are, like, more religious. We don't. Or we just say, like, Зріздвом, like, happy, Merry Christmas. But we don't really say, like, we will prefer to say.
What do you say? Say it again. What was it?
Зріздвом.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Christina has to, when she's doing everything here, a lot of times she's translating in her head. And is it getting easier as the time goes by, though? I mean, now are you,
of course,
are you
yes.
starting to forget any Ukrainian at all? But you have Ukrainian friends that you talk to all the time.
Actually, no, not really. This is my first friend who just came to me and, like, with whom I kind of remind my Ukrainian, if to be honest. But the thing is, like, I really try a lot of to read in English in voice, kind of because I want to learn better. Yes. And
you're a U.S. citizen. Learn
also,
the language.
Go. But what I have to say, language books and language cultures, two different.
It's hard.
Two different things.
English, American English is tough.
But I mean, like, in the books, they will never write what they have on the streets. Like, no clue.
Yeah.
Literally. And all these things, like.
Yeah, when they were. And I was in that Italian immersion class at the Defense Language Institute. They were teaching me things. I didn't. Let's conjugate this verb. No, I just. It's 30 days. I just want to survive. And so she changed her whole teaching schedule. And then you find out that the dialect or the how you speak in Rome is totally different than Naples. And if you leave Naples and go anywhere else, you might as well hang it up and just pray that people speak English. Okay. Today, the weather. Showers, as you can tell, and the high with a high near about 48 today. Showers tonight with a low around 46. Now, tomorrow it's going to start clearing off, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, partly sunny. Thursday, mostly sunny. Friday, partly sunny. Showers maybe in the afternoon. On Friday night, mainly after 4 a.m., and then Saturday showers and Sunday showers. So we've got showers, and that's what it looks like. The couple of days this week, it looks like it's going to clear off. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They've won awards for hiring veterans from the state of California here. Right up here in Shasta County, and they're good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans. I'm here with the Backcountry Horsemen of California, Larry Schumann and Sam Burles, and we've been talking about all the things that this organization does. and since we've only got like about 22 minutes left, I need to talk about this. When we talk about all the volunteer, and everything here is volunteers.
Yes.
I mean, nobody, the only is there reimbursement at all?
We have some grants for reimbursement for fuel costs. Other stuff, food, feed and stuff. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, nobody gets paid anything. And how many hours, or the equivalent, when you told me you told me in August, and I know it's changed since then. So the equivalent of the hours that have been volunteered by this organization is what?
Well, our total hours this last year, I can give our total basic hours were a little over almost 2,100 hours. I'm just looking at it. I'm trying to do it in total in my head here. It's just about, probably about 8,000 hours.
8,000 hours.
8,000 hours. Yeah, we traveled 40,998 miles just hauling stock and our car usage. We did 566 stock days. That means days we were out there with stock.
Uh-huh.
Each stock being there one day is considered a stock day. So that's a lot of days with stock. The value, which is verified by the Forest Service, they give us. Another nonprofit sets the rates, and the Forest Service and other agencies go by that. So our total value so far for this year, and we haven't got everything complete yet, is about $465,000.
Yeah, that's value. I mean, nobody pays that.
Nobody pays that.
But that's the value.
That's the value of what we put into Shasta Tame and Training.
And this is just this one group
just
here.
Just this local unit, correct.
Yeah. That's just 15 to 20 people that are out there on the trails.
Yeah. Well, that also includes the background work with members who aren't necessarily out there on the trail. That includes the time they set up doing paperwork and studies and so on.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's all inclusive in
now,
that.
Now, you also have, you don't let people out there until they've had classes in the crosscut saw and the chainsaw.
Well, actually, as long as we have a certified sawyer on site, we can have non-certified people helping under the supervision of that sawyer.
Okay.
It's all about safety, and this is something we've done with the Forest Service. We have certification classes, for crosscut usage, which you would think would be really simple, but it's not. There's a lot more to it than you realize. When you're dealing with a piece of wood that weighs over 3 ton, you need to handle it correctly so that nobody gets hurt and so that you can get it actually cut. And then the chainsaw, it's another issue altogether. We have classes on that. We've just had one for certification through the Forest Service, and that allowed us to go out and do the work we need to do under the guidance of the Forest Service. There are different levels of that too, as far as how much you can cut, how big a piece you can cut, what you need to do, and a lot of safety training. It's all about safety. We just recently purchased two, military grade first aid kits that we'll be packing with us, so that we have the proper safety equipment in case somebody does get hurt.
Well, okay. So now it's not just the, trail clearing. It's not just the fish planting, but you also support other crews that are out there.
Yeah, we this last year we supported four different groups: Bigfoot Trail Crew, the Ascend Trail Crew, Wilderness and Experience, and Ace. I think it was
Ace, correct?
Yeah, Ace. So we hauled them in and out, I think, 7 times this last year. The different crews, they actually are volunteers, just like we are. They go out and work the trails, but they don't have the stock or anything to go back in 5 or 6 miles and haul all this heavy equipment. So we take care of all their food.
You're hauling all their food, all their stuff. Yeah, you're hauling all the food and everything, 1,000 pounds of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Put it where they're going to be at.
Correct. They're going to camp at where they're going to do the work.
And then they hike in.
They hike in.
And these are volunteers from all over the world.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We've had kids from Germany, Chicago. Yeah. We've had kids from the Bay Area. We've had kids from Germany, Japan, that'll sign up with the California Conservation Corps. But that's one of the ones we work with, too, a lot, is California Conservation Corps through the Forest Service. The main thing we can do is haul in the heavy equipment, haul in the food and groceries they need for a large group like that, and then turn around and, 8 or 9 days later, come back and haul it back out for them. Otherwise, it would be tough for them to accomplish much, because if they're having to carry all of that, the thing is, when we have a group like that out there, they're not packing just dry light foods, backpacking foods, because they're burning some serious calories doing this, and they're out there for a week at a time doing some heavy work, moving rocks and building trail, digging tread, cutting brush. They need to eat well and be taken care of.
Okay. Wow. So you're constantly. How many weeks a year do you two? Now you two are you two are kind of like the place where everybody gathers around. You know, because you all are always there, and as are a few others. But how many trips a year do you all take?
Last year, I think Sam and I figured we were up there probably an average of 2 to 3 days a week, starting in May, and we actually went into October this last year because we got a last minute. We got some work in Lassen Park they wanted to do before. In fact, we were up there during the first snows in Lassen Park.
The first week of November, we finished our last trip into Lassen Park. We had packed out some debris from the Dixie Fire. There were some timbers and rebar and so on that were damaged in the Dixie Fire from their walkways, and they needed to come out because there was creosote material, 8x10s that were soaking wet and heavy. We hauled them out, hauled out about 2,500 pounds of this stuff in one day.
Now, do you just cut that into manageable lengths and then pack them on the
mules?
Yeah,
that's what they did. Yep. The crew actually cut it up and dug it out for us, helped us load on one end and helped us unload on the other end. The 8x10s were an average of 60 pounds apiece, a 3-foot section of them.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, we hauled out 2,500 pounds of that in one day.
So it was down the trail? Unload, turn around, go back up.
Yeah, it wasn't very far in, but there's just too much work for them to try to haul that stuff out. So they just had us, they'd have it ready for us. We'd load up, go unload it, and we just kept making round trips.
Yeah, there was about a foot of snow on the ground on that, which was quite interesting. The thing that Larry and I were concerned about was those are wooden walkways that are there to prevent damage to the meadows and so on, and they were quite slippery. But we were pretty proud of our animals. They never made us make a mistake all day long.
Wow. What can I say? I've seen them at work, and I've seen them when they we had a good chance for having a wreck, and all it was Sam took care of it and just put them into a circle, and a rope had gotten underneath the leg of one of the other somehow gotten underneath the leg of the one horse that was
right,
there,
right.
And that was just very exciting there for a few minutes watching three animals circle. Very quickly, nose to tail, until they all calm down, we get the rope off.
It can get a bit exciting.
It can. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Let me see. Hey, if you're looking for another great Christmas present, then go to ReddingRodeo.com and buy your tickets now for the Redding Rodeo that's going to be happening May 14th to the 17th. Four nights of Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. And we urge people, you know what, if you don't go to ReddingRodeo.com to get your tickets, and Friday and Saturday are usually sold out early, and Wednesday and Thursday are also, and, you know, will be have a full house on those. If you buy them from other sources, you're going to pay a lot more, and we have found in some cases, though they aren't even right tickets. They're not the good tickets. So go to ReddingRodeo.com. Buy your family a set of tickets for the rodeo this year. It's going to be spectacular. We'll be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padrón
60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introducing you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. I'm here with the Backcountry Horsemen of California, Shasta Trinity Unit, and you've got a dinner, a fundraiser, next month on January 18th. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure would. This is our one fundraiser for the year. I hate to say it, but it does cost money to do all of this. All the money we raise from this dinner goes back into trails and to education.
Okay.
Like we do a lot of education, especially in the spring. So the fundraiser.
You've got school groups that come in from all over.
Correct.
That,
yeah.
That you tell them what goes on out there and everything.
Yeah, we actually work with the Sierra Cascade. Logging conference. We actually are part of their. We're actually part of their program that they put on every spring, and when they haul about 700-800 school kids per day up there, going through the different stations, and we're part of it.
Wow!
And that's a lot of fun having those kids go through.
Oh, I bet it is. Okay, so this is going to be on January 18th.
Yep, at the Sons Italy Hall. It's $45 a plate. There's option of tri-tip chicken or vegetarian if you're lean that way. Like I said, all the profits will go to trails and education here in the North State. Particularly, our unit handles Shasta County, Trinity County, and Tehama County. So that's where it ends up.
And let me tell you, they have a number of raffles with great things on it. There's auction. There's an auction. But I think one of my favorite parts is the poetry part, where they get this cowboy poetry going. And this one year, that guy talked about hitting the hornet's nest out on the trail.
Yes.
And it was a hilarious poem, where he's on his back and mules are jumping over him and all this, and the hornets are there. And it doesn't sound funny, but he made it extremely humorous that night. So How do people get tickets for this?
They can call me at 530-526-0590, and I can get you tickets. Or you can look online at BCH Shasta Trinity Unit, BCHC Shasta Trinity Unit.
That's Backcountry Horsemen, mm-hmm. Shasta Trinity Unit, mm-hmm. and you can get your tickets there. I, you know, we've gone for the last, 3 years. And
I hope you're going to be back this year and be in our MC.
I've been asked to do that, so you're going to have to put up with me one more year.
Okay.
And
looking forward to it.
Well, I have a great time there. And in all, you know what, it does so much for our area up here, but people don't know about you all. That's why I've spent an hour here talking about the Backcountry Horsemen. You don't have to be out there on the trails to support this unit. You can donate,
we have a lot of people that are members because it's a membership organization.
Yeah, yeah.
And
or you can join and not go.
Well, you can actually join and go. You don't actually have to have stock to be helpful. There are a lot of times we're out there clearing trail, for instance. It's really nice to have somebody on the ground. It was interesting this spring. We cleared the trails into Morris Meadows, 10 miles from the trailhead to the lake, or to the meadow, rather, and we had two young girls with us. They had stock, but they weren't leading any stock. They were on their own animals. Could have been on foot just as well, but what was interesting about that is that they would bail off and move a small tree out of the way or a limb or whatever. We didn't have to find time to tie up our stock, spend 20 minutes unloading things and getting it done. They'd bail off, laughing the whole time, move this stuff out of the trail, and away we'd go.
Their parents took them out of school so they'd go with us and clear a trail.
That's great. Yeah, okay. Now, there's another event happening in April. And this one, I could see you taking your family to it, your kids, your grandkids, or just going to this. And this is the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the big meeting, and it's called the Rendezvous 2025. And it's going to be down at the Rolling Hills Equestrian Center, right down in Corning.
Yep. And
what's that going to be?
3 days of education. We'll have vets there. Forest Service will be there. BLM will be there. We'll have wild horse adoptions. We'll have a couple trainers there. All the education is free. The event is free. The fundraiser is the two dinners we're going to have, one Friday night, which we will have again, kind of like what we do at our dinner with a lot of cowboy poetry, but we have people from all over the state coming to do cowboy poetry.
This is going to be great.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Then Saturday night is their main auction and raffle dinner on Saturday night. It's a fun time. Well, you learn a lot from it, too.
Dutch oven cooking. We'll
have the U.S. Marine Corps there. They actually have a mountain division that specializes in packing, the only outfit in the world that does that. They're going to be there putting on demonstrations.
I've seen them in action before. We've had sent Marines through that when we were up at Bridgeport for mountain warfare training. And they've got their own mules, and they've got their packers up there that teach infantry Marines how to pack a mule and use them and train like in Afghanistan and other places.
We're going to do competitions for high school kids. Packing competitions for high school kids. We have a team here we're going to sponsor, and other units are going to sponsor their teams. We're also doing the college kids and prepare them for mule days because there's college teams that pack, and they go down to mule days.
In Bishop.
And so we just started it last year. We're going to do it this year. We kind of put a competition on for them, more of the education side, so they prepare them for Bishop.
Yeah, and Bishop, of course, is huge.
It's huge.
You might as well, you know, if it's too late to get a motel in Bishop
yes,
right now. So if you've got a camper, you might have a good chance. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to happen in April from the 11th
through the 13th. 13th
of April. And do you need to sign up before, or plenty of room?
If you're just going to come and go to the education, you don't need to sign up. But
okay.
If you're going to take courses there, we're going to have Trail Obstacle Challenge. If you want to be part of that, you need to sign up beforehand. It'll be online around the 1st of January, the sign-up, at the Backcountry Horsemen of California website for the rendezvous. The dinners, you have to sign up ahead of time because they're limited tickets. Right now we set it for 200. Unless we get a lot of people, then we can up it, but we have to have that information to caterers about 2 weeks before the dinner.
Where will people be eating? Will it be right there at the Equestrian Center?
Everything is right at the Equestrian Center.
And by the way, the Equestrian Center is like printing money for Rolling Hills, mm-hmm. by the way, for all the equestrian events they have rolling through there. But this one is going to be one that the money goes back into California, staying in California. It's going to be an educational event. It's going to be a fun event. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing.
Linda, yeah, all the money from this one goes into education. That money is available to different organizations or within our own. Like we've applied for some of that money for some of our educational stuff that we needed money for. So one of the things we'll be applying for, we're in the process of buying a new educational trailer. So we're putting in for $2,000 to help put the cabinet, buy the cabinets and all the stuff for that educational trailer. And that'll come from the state.
Two things about Rendezvous, too, is there's no gate fee. There's no fee to come in. There's no entry fee to come in and just have a good time. And we have a lot of programs going on for the youth, too. The kids can come in and have a good time. There are all kinds of kids' activities going on specifically for them. And we have an art show also. People enter their paintings and craft and so on, and they're judged according to the quality, and that's part of what's going on.
It's going to be a really good time. Linda and I are planning on being there for all 3 days, at least for me. I think Linda will be there for a couple of days. The target that's closest to us is the Shasta Trinity Unit annual dinner and fundraiser. It's going to be January 18th.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open at 5:30. It's going to be down at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedars Road right here in Reading, easy to get to. It's only $45 for the dinner, but there's so much more that happens that night. People from the Forest Service come in, the Fish and Wildlife come in, mm-hmm. and talk about the impact that the Shasta Trinity Unit has had and our whole area up here. And if you love the outdoors, you like to hike, you like to go on up there, even if you only go for a mile up the trail, hey, it's mm-hmm. got to be cleared by somebody.
We're going to be one of the other things we're going to do this year. It's sad to say, but we're going to have a memorial for Laura Roger, who was our president for quite a while.
Yeah.
She's died real suddenly.
I saw that.
Kind of shocked all of us. So, we'll have a memorial for her too. So if you have anybody happen to know Laura, please come. Honor her.
Yeah,
she was a big institute in our unit for the last quite a few years.
Yeah,
she fought the fight with cancer, and she did not win that fight. But she's with the Lord now. And she'd been a very strong part of our organization for a long time. Mm-hmm. You're going to be missed.
Okay. So we're going to be running some spots here, so telling you how to sign up for it. But this is it's a fun time. Yeah, I'm emceeing, but don't let that stop you from coming. coming to it, because I'm not up there that much. It's a lot of things that are happening that night, and all the money goes back into our own unit here. So...
two more things about the Rendezvous. We have two raffles going on that are raffle tickets that are going to be purchased ahead of time. The drawing will be at the Rendezvous on the 12th. One of them is a gift certificate for $500 for
Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro Shop. Those tickets are $5 a piece, or 10 of them for $45.
Okay.
The other one is for a 4-day, 3-night catered pack trip like the one we took you two on. And it's 4 days, 3 nights, either in the Trinity Alps or in the Warners. And those tickets are $10 a piece, or 10 of them for $90.
Okay.
And they can contact me to get those tickets. I have tickets.
And the value of that trip is if you paid for that trip on a retail basis, it's right around $10,000. If you had to do it on a retail basis.
You just have to put up with Sam and I for a few days.
You might even have to put up with me if I come along and just be the wood guy.
That'd be fine.
Wood. But it's a great time. We had a wonderful time, and I'm more than happy to write anything and talk about it anytime. You don't have to be able to ride. You don't have to be an accomplished rider.
Correct.
And some of the trail is challenging, mm-hmm. but it's not dangerous. You're not at a gallop. You're not even at a trot most of the time. You're at a walk coming in with all the gear. You're watching how the mules are packed. The camp is totally set up. You're in a beautiful tent with the mesh overhead so you can see the stars. You don't have to bring anything except your clothes. It's a great event. They take care of everything. You can take showers out there.
We've even improved on that. So,
whoa!
Well, because
Linda loved it.
Since Linda didn't like the hole, I like the hole. I now bought a portable toilet we can
carry
in.
Well, that was one of the things. That was probably the only thing I thought. Well, if you can do that, you might want to put that there. And for you old guys needing something to be able to use that easier. Okay.
So we'll be packing in a toilet this next
week. Okay. All right. There you go. Okay, Sam Burrows and Larry Schumann, I can't say enough about everything you all do. Obviously, I am totally stoked over the backcountry horseman. Sure. And this year, I'm going to make more time available so I can get out there and actually be a member, a working member of this organization.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a lot going on this next year. We're already getting dates set.
And
work crews and
but
stuff.
Thank you. You know, I want to thank you and the whole organization that's out there for all you do for our community, for our fish and wildlife, for the fighting of the clearing all these trails. Even when the firefighting's going and the fire and Cal Fire has to move their mules to a different area to support, you all pick up where they were. Mm-hmm. And so you're involved in firefighting, you're involved in all the trail maintenance, education, all of these things that the backcountry horseman does. And thank you very much for what you did.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 95 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot, 8:38 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. I can't say enough about it. Been getting my hair cut there since I moved to Redding 17, 18 years ago. Never had a bad haircut. It's a great place to go. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. So I can have it work on my schedule. Like I said, it's a great haircut. Nice guys, Tim and Logan. Can't say enough about them and the services they provide. And it's also man's last stronghold. That's right. You won't find a Cosmopolitan magazine in there like you do in some places. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who is really big in, I think, what, American? See, you've got
American Legion.
American Legion, AMVETS, and all this. Yeah. But you came in today because something came out Friday that's very important for our veterans. So let's talk about that.
Okay. What it is My Healthy Vet. It's a sign-in program that you can go on and view your appointments. You can make pharmacy refills, and you can do this online. And I've been signed up for this for years. In the past, in order to get on My Healthy Vet, you went into the VA to get verified that you could actually get on the program.
Yeah.
Well, now they're changing. As of through January 31st, you're going to have to be vetted another way. And I have issues with that because being...
Why would they change this? Is it they don't want you going into the VA? Or
no,
what?
No. What it is they're saying that you're going to have one way to get into the system.
Okay.
Okay? And so what they've done is, in order to get back into the system, as of January 31st, you'll have to log in another way. And being in the past in communications crypto, which means I understand encryption, I was told in order to get verified, I have to send my driver's license over the internet to one of these entities.
Yeah, you know what? I've been seeing that lately, and you know what? I just don't do it because I'm not going to do that. But on something like this, they want to verify it's you, so they're going to use your driver's license.
Yes, and then okay. The other one, I went to ID.me, and I said, well, I'll try that one. And okay. So I logged in, and they wanted my email address. That's fine. They can send me a code or whatever.
Yeah, that's what they usually do.
Not this one. They want my access code to get into that email. So I sent the password. I sent a phony one. And then they came back and said, well, it's not correct. Your email or your password is wrong.
Okay.
And they sent me a notice that I have to change it.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to give my passwords over the internet. So that one I'm not going to log into. So okay. What has happened is because we had a communications meeting Tuesday, and me and another individual says, we're not going to do this. When the past, we went to the VA and got verified. Why can't we still do that? Well, this was it. It's coming up Wednesday, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be Wednesday.
December 18th,
the VA
is going to allow be there in the lobby, and you can from 8 to 4, and you can go in there and be verified, to my understanding. So I'm trying to get this word out to the veterans, anyone who logs into My Healthy Vet, which I've been doing for years.
I think I've got that also. Oh. I don't use it as much probably as I should. Okay, so there's going to be an outreach in the lobby of the Reading VA Clinic on this Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can come in there and be authenticated. Now, is this a one-time deal?
This is, to my knowledge, is a one-time deal.
Okay, and they can authenticate you so you don't have to put all your information on the website, or maybe you don't use the computer.
Yeah.
So this is a good way to go in, get your authentication, and so you can stay on My Healthy Vet.
You're right. Well, actually, you can, but you have to go through these other logins. So, anyway, I need to try to get this out to the veterans, and that's what I'm here for.
Now, do you have a Facebook page or anything?
What I'm going to do is, since this is solely, I have to apologize. I just got back from Napa.
Okay.
I had a meeting there.
Okay.
So, and I just happened to fall asleep because I didn't get much sleep.
Well, what we'll do is we'll put this on our Facebook page and get the word out and ask people, please share for those veterans that want to get authenticated through the Reading Clinic. Otherwise, you can just need to start signing in with login.gov, but they want your driver's license.
No, I don't know they want the driver's license. That's the one that wanted my email address and my passwords, and I'm not going to
password
do that.
For what?
For my email.
For my email? No, I don't even know what my password is for my email.
Well, I have an email that I have when I give. It's like called junk. So I gave them that one, and then I gave a false access code, and they came back and said, it's either the password is wrong or the code's wrong.
Okay.
So I'm not going to do that. So anyway, because of the conversation with for me and this other veterans, My Healthy Vet, well, that's what that MHV stands for, they're going to do an outreach at the clinic on Wednesday. And if you want to not go through login.gov or ID.me, access to get back on My Healthy Vet, you're gonna have to go that way, or you just not use the computer. It's your choice. So,
got it. Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot for stopping in.
All right, I have to go and, like you said, get this out to the Facebook and
put it out everywhere, and we'll share it around.
All right, thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, for non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an emergency room treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home and then arrive at your projected treatment time. Using Get Care Now is quick and easy. Visit their website at Shasta Regional Medical Center and click the Get Care Now tab. So I think it's a good way to handle it if you have to go to the emergency room and it's not a real, real, real emergency, but you need to be down there. All right, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Light. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. 'Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance.
The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:50 in the morning here on the 16th. It's going to be raining today and tomorrow. Even though the weather report says it's not going to start till after 1 p.m., I'm looking out on our window of the world, and it seems like it's coming down pretty good right now. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Tomorrow on the show, Rainbow Hearth is going to join us. And he was on, several weeks ago with the Chamber of Commerce. And it opened up a whole new ideas on what the state is doing about being able to heat your home. And the laws are Byzantine. In the state of California, as we all know, because we live here, sometimes under duress. But he's going to talk about the new changes for the people with the gas inserts, the fireplaces you have. We're going to talk about that. And then Sharon Clark's going to come in at 8 o'clock from Home Helpers. A lot of us are heading back home. Many people see their parents during this time frame. It's what to look for and make sure your parents are okay and how can you make sure your parents' age are taken care of. And so it's tomorrow. As you know, they did the SASE Association of Realtors went out there and said, what are the, best houses to look at for Christmas for, decorating? And one of them, one in the top three was at 3187 Barrel Court, and that's the Red Barn. Everybody goes by the Red Barn. But they are looking for some candy canes, 5-inch candy canes, and they have them at Grocery Outlet on Eureka Way. 12 candy canes, no sales tax, is 99 cents. One case of 36 boxes, 432 candy canes, is $35. And you can drop these off at Barrel Court, 3187 Barrel Court, or you can drop them off at the Salvation Army at 2691 Larkspur Lane, and they will give you a receipt that you can take off your taxes. So that's a good deal. All right, other things that are going on in the world. Drones all over New Jersey and New York. And the Biden administration is kind of stonewalling it, saying, oh, no, it's okay, you know, it's not us and all that. Well, other people are not so sure. You've got the governors of New Jersey, and Chuck Schumer says he wants a 360-degree radar system for New York and New Jersey to detect drones. What is going on out there? If you remember the balloon that went over and people were saying, oh, no, that's, don't worry. No, it's the government. Trust us. There's nothing there. And then you find out it's a Chinese information gathering balloon that gets shot down later. So, you know, the government saying, well, some of these aren't really drones that you're just imagining it, or maybe these are private drones. Only local people who have questions about these drones should not have to shake an eight ball to get an answer. So he wants a 360-degree radar system produced by Dutch company Robin Radar Systems deployed to New York and New Jersey. I can just imagine. It notes that it's bird batter drone. Our 360 radar systems log thousands of observations, scanning every second to track and classify with precision. Don't we have radar systems here in the United States? Wouldn't you think that we'd have radar systems that can kind of pick this thing up that the government has? I mean, I would worry about it if we didn't. So, drones. And right here in Reading, a guy that shot down the sheriff's drone, they're searching for him. That was earlier this year. But now they're looking for him still. George Stephanopoulos and ABC News. Trump sued him for defamation, and they settled out of court because they knew that Stephanopoulos had stepped in it. He had told them, he had kept saying that Trump had been found guilty of rape. He kept saying that like 10 times, and that's not true. And in New York, there's a difference between sexual assault and rape. But he kept saying that word, and Trump sued him. And so ABC News settled out of court for $15 million to Donald Trump, and Stephanopoulos had to apologize. Legacy Media. And then The View, if you ever watch, I never watched The View. I mean, I just never watched The View. Talking Heads or whoever's on that thing has apologized four times on air for things that they've said that were untrue. Wouldn't it be nice if you could get, like, the New York Times to apologize for things that they have printed that just weren't true? I mean, how many hundreds of things? You know, usually what they do is they will print it on, like, like the 10th page inside on saying that, okay, we might have made a mistake on this. Okay. The DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, has said dropping hints. Musk and Ramaswamy are dropping hints about where the co-leads of the Department of Government Efficiency will focus its efforts. So, and one of them, it looks like, is simplifying U.S. tax code policy. In 1955, there were less than 1.5 million words in the U.S. tax code. Today, there are more than 16 million words. Because of this complexity, Americans collectively spend 6.5 billion hours preparing and filing their taxes each year. You've got to be able to simplify it. Not a bad idea. Department of Defense, the Pentagon's chronic audit failing. 2 days after the Department of Defense has failed its seventh straight audit last month, noting the DOD once again cannot fully account for its budget of $824 billion. I'm sorry, they can't fully account for $824 billion, $236 billion in improper payments, $200 billion in pandemic relief went to fraud and abuse. The U.S. failed to track $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. So, seventh in a row. So, also, Department of Education just failed its third consecutive audit, and the USDA, Department of Agriculture, showed significant deficiencies. And also threw red flags about AmeriCorps budget, calling all the findings utterly unacceptable. So, and then Congress, $516 billion authorized for expired programs. Ending government employees working from home option. As you know, that a lot of them, even though they've moved from, like, say, D.C. to Florida, where the cost of living is much lower and you get paid less for cost of living, they don't tell people that they've moved. So they still collect the big bucks. So most of the people do not show up for work now, and that the U.S. government owns thousands of vacant buildings. Why? Why is that? Either bring them back to work or sell the buildings. So this is just some of the things that are happening in our world today. And more. I told you about the suspected, the accused suspect that murdered, for murdering the CEO, Brian Thompson, from United Healthcare. They've raised $100,000 for this guy. Women are writing or emailing or putting things on these different social platforms about how hot he is, how they'd like to meet him. This is strange. This is really strange stuff, my friends. And those of you who are listening to us understand exactly what I'm talking about, that people are out there wanting to meet and have a relationship with this guy. It's going to be raining today. Be careful out there. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Have a great day, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.